Correct. Well done, Susie. Thank you, Dust Bowl. Again, we appreciate it. And a correct answer as well from Ron. And let me make sure I didn't miss any. Linda got the correct answer. She's half of the dynamic duo, you know.
I met a guy today I knew years ago when he was 23. And he was married to a widow who was as pretty as could be. Now, this widow had a grown-up daughter who had beautiful hair of red. And this guy's father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. Now, this made the guy's dad his son-in-law and changed his very life. For his daughter was his mother, cause she was his father's wife. Now, to complicate the matter, even though it brought him joy, he soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. Now, his little baby then became a brother-in-law to his dad, and so became his uncle, and though that made him very sad, for if the baby was his uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was his stepmother.
He's his own grandpa.
Now you're catching on.
He's his own grandpa.
Well, naturally, it sounds funny, I know, but really it's so.
He's his own grandpa.
Well, wait a minute, get a load of this. Now, his father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run. So he became his grandchild, for he was his daughter's son. His wife is now his mother's mother, and of course that makes him blue, because although she's his wife, she's his grandmother too.
He's his own grandpa.
Fun in the living room.
He's his own grandpa.
Absolutely. It sounds funny, I know, but really it's so.
He's his own grandpa.
Yeah, but look, get the payoff. Now, if his wife is his grandmother, then he is her grandchild. And every time the guy thinks of it, it nearly drives him wild. For now he has become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of his grandmother, he's his own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
And loving every minute.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, tell me more. It sounds funny, I know, but really it's so.
He's his own grandpa. He's his own grandpa.
Phil Harris, the great Phil Harris, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. With He's His Own Grandpa, we'll have more songs for Father's Day, and the Soundhound is going to be here in our next hour. There's so many songs in our Father's Day collection, I want to be sure that I don't run out of time to play any of them.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the Foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Last week's on-air segment, featuring Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's summer reading program, Vocal Confluence teen authors Sarah Woodside and Serena Pretter, Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science State honoree Esme Offner and singer-songwriter Guy Russo are now available, along with thousands of other features, at slbradio.org/catalog. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. I turned on the TV and on the couch I lay. I watched my favorite program and another two or three when my dad came in the room and said these words to me. Son, turn off the TV, there's lots of things to do. Your bed's not made, the chores aren't done, the sun is shining too. I said, Dad, I'm busy, I gotta watch this show. I guess I should've listened, but how was I to know? 'Cause then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television, he skipped across the rug. He opened up the window and then I said, Dad, no! He gave the thing a heave and I watched the TV go. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, when I saw it go, when I heard the crash, I knew that things at our house would soon be changing fast. My dad looked out the window and he mumbled, my oh my. My brother looked out too and said, I'm gonna die. And that night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all I found was nothing. I said, how could I forget? My brother fell down on the floor and moaned, what will I do? I said, why don't you move away? He said, the same to you. But then he told a joke, and I told two or three. And the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knees. My mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly, that would have made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. All because Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Well, life without the TV wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird. I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts. But then one sunny Saturday, my dad could not be found. I looked high and low, and from his room I heard a sound. I walked into his room to see what it could be. I found my father hiding there, watching a TV. I said, oh, Dad, not really. You ought to be ashamed. He said kind of sheepishly, I just want to watch the game. I picked up the TV, I waltzed across the room. I gave the thing a heave and I waited for the boom. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window.
Bill Hartley at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is here and is about to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We also have birthdays coming up. Hello to Bill in Homer City. What a great song. I don't know if we have it, but that's a great request. And I guess Wayne Newton did have the hit with that. was trying to remember, I know Wayne Newton does it, but I guess he was the one with the hit on it, a sad song, called Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast, which I think dates to 1972, if memory serves. I'll see if we have it. We may not. I don't recall that being in our library, but you never know. We're glad you're here just the same, and the Soundhound will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
It may be summertime, but our Youth Media Center has free activities for teens. Learn more about them at ymc.slbradio.org. Had a request for the Randall Knife, a Guy Clark song, and that will be coming up in just a moment. Thank you for your patience, Jim, as we were looking for that song and now have it. The Soundhound has also been patient and is now here to give us a chance to see if you can figure out what he brought with him today. And here is the sound that the Soundhound found. Four, one, two, 200, five, 975. That's a tough one. I know the answer, and I think it's tough. Here it is again. Four, one, two, 200, 5975. You take a guess while we let the Soundhound chow down. Easy, boy. Don't, not too much.
The song I wrote for my father on the occasion of his death. My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. And if a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man, was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. Oh, the knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rule. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one, and he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word one. And there it slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years, sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. Father died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So he took his ashes out to sea and poured them off the stern, and then threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. My hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer, and I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Guy Clark, by request. The Randall Knife. It's a great song. Thank you, Jim. Lots of guesses coming in. I will tell you that this sound exclusively occurs outdoors, pretty much. Most people will hear this sound outdoors only. Here it is one more time. Here are some of the things we know it is not. John and Addie thought it could be a ball return at a bowling alley. I saw an animated how of a bowling ball automatic pin setting and ball return works, I believe done by the Brunswick Company on YouTube, and it was absolutely fascinating. It went on for maybe 20 minutes or so, but it's amazing that the thing works. There are so many different parts. Forgive the non sequitur there, but it was amazing to look at that. Caden thinks it could be a power plant. That's a good guess, Caden. And Annie thinks it's like something dropping out of a vending machine, but the steam piston part is throwing her off. It is throwing folks off a little bit. Rich in Edinburgh thought it might be a steam iron at the dry cleaners, and that's also a guess we've got from Larry and Van, thinking it could be a clothing press. Jesse of Point Breeze also thought it might be a bowling alley pen machine. Alternatively, they thought of a Xerox copy machine. And here comes Carrie, who is listening in Oil City. She thought of a garbage truck. You're on the right track. And she also thought it could be a bowling ball return. And Tommy thought it could be putting a tire on a rim. The calls are coming in at 412-200-5975. And Rich in Freeport thought it could be shopping carts being pushed together. And there is a sound kind of like that, too. Four, 412-200-5975. I might have to give you some hints. Sometimes, quite often, the color of this is yellow. Although sometimes the colors could be just about anything, depending on where you are. And I'll see if I can let you know there's a very significant part of the sound that really sets it apart. That's it. Right there. Let me see if I can do that again for you. Right there near the beginning. Here. 412-200-5975. A lot of calls coming in and guesses coming in, and we are getting to them just as quickly as we can. Thank you for being with us. Oh, my goodness. Caden and Annie thinks it's a train stopping. Yellow is a really good hint, often yellow. Tom and McCandless thinks it could be a baling machine for hay. And here comes Patrick in South Park. Patrick, you have got the first correct answer. Well done. And Rich in Freeport, Rich had shopping carts being pushed together. And Ross, you've got a guess here that I can't read very well. Actually, you've got the correct answer. I'm glad I was able to read that. So well done. Caden, you also just got the correct answer. Caden, very, very good. You used the color as a hint, I do believe. And we've got somebody who's about to join us on the radio in just a moment. 412-200-5975 is the number. Do you want to hear the sound one more time? We'll play it one more time, and then we are going to chat a bit about World Refugee Day. Here it is. Once again, can you identify the sound? Now, you heard a lot of air breaks in this sound, but the most significant part of it, you might remember it because it's often yellow in color. It's also sometimes could be any color. Brian, you got it. Good morning.
Yes, my guess was a bus, but I don't know what part of the bus.
It's a bus. It's all of the bus, and especially the door is opening and closing. That one was a little tough, but you got it.
I could picture the Port Authority, you know, that we have in Pittsburgh.
Yes, it could be a school bus, a Port Authority bus, but it's that folding door contraption that we wanted folks to hear. Well done. A charge to you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, you be awesome, my friend.
Thanks. You too. And as I mentioned, we had a correct answer from Caden out in eastern Pennsylvania. Nice going, Caden. And a few other correct answers. Patrick in South Park came up with it. And I think, also Russ in Kang, North Carolina, came up with it. And I believe those are all of the correct answers that came in. So well done if you came up with the correct answer. And I'm just going to quickly check to make sure I didn't miss any over on Facebook. I did not. So well done if you came up with the sound of a bus. As scheduled for this very moment, it's our pleasure to welcome Sloan Davidson, who is going to talk about World Refugee Day, which will be taking place June 20th at Schenley Park. Hello, Sloan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thank you. And tell us a little bit first about your relationship with World Refugee Day, your organization, and then we'll talk about the overall day.
Excellent. So I'm the founder and CEO of Hello Neighbor. Hello Neighbor is a nonprofit organization I founded in 2017. Our initial program was a mentorship program, like a Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but for refugee families, directly matching caring Pittsburghers with our newest neighbors to help guide and support them in their new lives. Over the last 7 years, we've grown quite a lot. We have 10 programs now, and we're working with over 3,000 of our newest neighbors every single year from over 49 countries of origin right here in Allegheny County.
What prompted you to create this organization?
Well, I'm a native Pittsburgher. I returned home after living away for quite some time, a boomerang story. I was 6 months pregnant with my first son, and I had spent a good part of my career in international development, so I'm familiar with a lot of the countries. I've spent time there where refugees come from. But when I had my son and moving back to have that family of support, I just kept reflecting on how hard it would be for refugees all around the world who are forced to flee their homes and leave behind that family support. But then the real moment of change and inspiration was I met a Syrian family in my own neighborhood of Highland Park. And as I got to know them and spend time with them, I realized that the journey here doesn't become easier once you've arrived in Pittsburgh in the United States. You don't have that circle of support. You don't have those friends to just help teach you and guide you and answer those questions that come up after your first few months here. And today, you know, unfortunately, there's over 120 million people that are displaced all over the world. The amount every single day that people have to flee their homes could fill PNC Park every single day. That's a lot of people that are leaving behind those communities of support that they're really used to in their multi-generational homes and neighborhoods. So here in Pittsburgh, where I know we have a very rich and strong history of welcoming immigrants and welcoming new neighbors, it felt like the right time to create an organization to help do that.
Now, on June 20th, World Refugee Day at Schenley Park, you've got some activities planned. That's Thursday coming up between 4 and 8 o'clock. What can people expect?
Yes, so it's happening in Schenley Plaza, the big space right outside the Cathedral of Learning across from the Carnegie Library. And we expect, usually we get around 500 people or more every single year. Starting around 4 o'clock, we'll have some elected officials speaking. Then we have a naturalization ceremony. We have 16 people who are becoming citizens. That's always a real beautiful moment to experience. We have dancers and performers. There's immigrant-owned restaurants and businesses and food and crafting. And there's tabling from a number of organizations that support our newest neighbors, refugees and immigrants, from all over the city. So there's tons to do for little kiddos and babies all the way through grandparents. And we're really excited to welcome people to really see the true diversity and welcoming and sense of belonging that does happen right here in Pittsburgh.
Well, I hope it's a great event. I'm glad you noted it's Schenley Plaza, so look for this right near the Cathedral of Learning. And if you go to helloneighbor.io, you can find more information about their work and about World Refugee Day. June 20th, Schenley Plaza in Oakland, 4 to 8 o'clock. Thank you for being with us today. We're really grateful that you could talk about this important day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. That is Sloan Davidson. And again, it's helloneighbor.io for additional details.
I have a friend in Hollywood. I think I do. I'm not so sure about him. His name is Harry Ruby. And he wrote a lot of songs that I've sung over the years. Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know, it is just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss, for according to our mother, you're our father. That's good enough for us. Yes, that's good enough for us.
There's Groucho. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, our Afterthoughts puzzle coming up, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I keep thinking about the pin setting machine video I was mentioning before. All of these intricate parts and wayfinders for where do the balls go, where do the pins go, how did they get set up. It's one of the most intricate things I've ever seen, and the animation was superb. The other bowling image that I suddenly have is, I forget his name, there was this guy that did trick bowling shots, like bowling a ball with each hand simultaneously, and would do other things. He might have actually bowled on two different lanes at the same time. I can't remember, but it was really a lot of fun. And I recall somebody who actually had seen this person live and had met him remembered that and shared some stories.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Cadence Weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Daddy, what that there? And why that under there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, hey, look it over there. Hey, what they doing there? And where they going there? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who that in my chair? And what she doing there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, can I go over there? Hey, daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything here. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair and wear my teddy bear. And oh, daddy, oh, hey, look at the cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there?
The time will march, the years will go. Little fella's gonna grow. I gotta tell him what he needs to know. Help him along so he'll know right from wrong. Gotta make him strong. As life's parade goes trudging by, he'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try best that I can. Gonna help him to plan so he'll be a man. You give a kid your best, and you hope he'll pass the test when you finally send him out into the world somewhere. But though he's grown, I'm betting I never will forget. And daddy, can I have a big elephant over there? Hey, what they doing there? And how you work that there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, hey, what that say up there? Hey, daddy, what is fair? How come I gotta share? And daddy, can I have a big elephant over there?
Oscar Brown and Dot Dare. Great singer and a great song to think about for Father's Day. And by the way, Father's Day can be an incredibly happy time. It can be a sad time, too, depending on circumstances, or somewhat neutral. We just want you to know that we are here for you, whether you're celebrating or not. We're simply glad that you are tuned in. It does get me thinking about my dad, who's been God for a while, and he's the one that came up with the name Saturday Light Brigade. It's a long story, but he's the one who did that. So that's the reason I can say you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.
The Northside Chronicles join you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicles is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18th Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's summer guide calendar and local graduation announcements, as well as information on the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. We're going to give you three words, and we need you to come up with one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. And here are this morning's three words. They are first, side, and lock. First, side, and lock. 412-200-5975. We'd love to hear from you. 412-200-5975. That number works by text or by telephone. You can also reach us at 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Again, first, side, and lock. One word naturally follows those. Good luck.
The ties get wider, the pants get tight. I look inside, but the memory stalls. The shirts get brighter, the pants turn white. It's almost winter, Miami calls. The belts get bigger, as does the waist. I never figured on being this fast. Look in the mirror, that's not my face. It's happened so hard and so fast. And I am my dad. Yes, I am my dad. The eyes get weaker, the cheeks get pink, the hair gets thinner, what hair still remains? I can't wear sneakers, I start to shrink. The crown gets closer with every day. And I am my dad. Yes, I am my dad. Though the signs may seem blurry when out on the highway, don't tell me I'm legally blind. There's no need to worry, we'll make it through my way. We'll straddle that dotted white line. The pulse gets quicker, the ankles creak. I grab my slippers when I have to run. The blood gets thicker, the bladder's weak. Done from father to son. And I am my dad. Yes, I am my dad.
Every morning at 6 o'clock, I go to my work. Overcoat buttoned up around my neck, no job would I shirk. Icy winds blow around my head, cutting at my face. I'll tell you what I'd like to have is my dear old father's place.
Everybody works but father, he lays around all day.
Feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe or clay.
Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann.
Everybody works around our house but my old man. beating carpets. Father said he simply was a prince. We took all of Mother's carpet out and we hung it on the fence. Then Mother said, now beat it, dear, with all your might and main. Father, he just beat it back to the fireside again. And everybody works but Father. He lays around all day, feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Dan. Everybody works around our house but my old man. Everybody works but Father, he's gonna work next week. Bought him a pick and shovel, gonna dig out Decatur Street. Mother's quit taking in washing, and so has Sister Ann. Everybody takes vacation but my old man. And everybody works but Father, he lays around all day, feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann. Everybody works around our house but my old man.
Norman and Nancy Blake with Everybody Works But Father, and the Electric Bonsai Band with a Saturday Light Brigade classic, I Am My Dad. A few correct answers coming in. We are looking for the word that naturally follows first, side, and log. You could also add miss and door. Or another clue is the simple word in and dance is another. One word follows all of those words, and if you know, let it show. 412-200-5975. Tommy came up with it. Oh, he suggested adding goose. That works. And Bruce came up with it in Ingram. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer, as did Larry and Vanessa listening from Slippery Rock this morning at Rock Falls Park. Mike and Myers has the correct answer. That gets us up to date. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Tom Roberts. Nice to have you aboard this morning. Oh, very good. Mike suggests adding T-W-O to our list, too, as a clue. So we have quite a few good hints. Goose, two, first, side, lock, dance, foot, miss, in, door, I'll add porch. One word follows all of these clues. Here's Barbara in Highland Park. She just came up with the correct answer. Nice to hear from you, Barbara. We We will have the correct answer in just a moment. If you would like to call and reveal it, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we know it's busy. We're just happy that you have us with you in the car, the kitchen, the camper, wherever you happen to be right now. I see Kathy is here. She got the correct answer. Did we give side as a clue? Yeah, that was one of our original ones. First, side, lock, dance, foot, miss, in, door, goose, two, T-W-O. You could include, I guess we have first already. The answer we were looking for, step, S-T-E-P, step. And Kathy and Barbara and Mike and Tommy and Bruce and Jim and Larry and Vanessa all came up with step, a charge to you. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour.
Step by step, the longest march can be won. Many stones to form an arch. Singly none, and by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, step by step the longest march can be won. Many stones to form an arch, singly none, and by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, step by step the longest march. Can be won. Many stones to form an arch. Singly none. And by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill.
Singly none, step by step. Me and my baby walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. We were shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Money on the floor, up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knock on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go.
Warner Williams and Jay Summerhour with Step It Up and Go and Sweet Honey in the Rock. Ahead of them with Step by Step, a belated Saturday Light Brigade charge to Bill in Homer City. Bill knew the answer to our Soundhound puzzle, and I don't think we acknowledged him, so a charge to you. Here is a song we played early last Saturday. We did not play the introduction to the song, and I think that is something appropriate for this Saturday, and you'll find out why as you listen.
Somebody sang Irving, Irving. Okay, so I'm here to please you. I will comply. All right, so I want to do a song that my dad wrote. And thank you. My dad has written many songs, but he's not a songwriter professionally. He is a mathematician, like I said before. Any mathematicians here? Wow. Not one. Or no one's admitting to it. Okay, so math is like his first love, but music is his second. And he's a really wonderful musician. And he's been writing songs for fun since he was around 20, and he turned 83 this year. And I would like to invite him up here to play a song with me. Please welcome my dad. Whose name is Irving, by the way. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, let me join you in congratulating Frayton Salvage for having this nice piano.
He's happy. Last night he played a little electric keyboard. He was not happy. Okay, so I think it's fair to say that all of the songs my dad has written are weird, but the weirdest are the math songs. And I'm going to give you a little example. You got a key? The thing is, among many other things, he's got perfect pitch, so I could just, you know, like go, la, and he'll just know what that is, which is unbelievable, whatever that was. Okay, so this is a song he wrote to the tune of That's Entertainment. We're just going to do a little bit of it. Little goes a long way. You'll see what I mean. he laughed. Wow.
When two parallels meet or a group with an action discrete are the thrill. When some decimals repeat, that's mathematics. A nova, incredibly bright, or the speed of a photon of light. Andrew Wiles proving Fermat was right. That's mathematics. The odds of a bet when you're rolling two dice. The marvelous fact that four colors suffice. Slick software setting a price, and the square on the hypotenuse will bring us a lot of news and genes. A double helix we see and we cheer when an algebra's free, and in fact, life's a big PD. We'll be on the go when we learn to grow with mathematics. With Lagrange, every one of us swears that all things are the sum of four squares. Like is not, P Three will do, but who cares? That's mathematics. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there were just 26. That's mathematics. The function of Riemann is looking just fine. It may have its zeros on one special line. This thought is yours and it's mine. We may soon learn about it, but somehow I doubt it. Don't waste time asking whether or why a good theorem is worth a real try. Go ahead, prove transcendence of pi. Of science, the queen, we're all of us keen on mathematics.
Lucy Kaplansky and her dad, Irving. With That's Mathematics. The only song I know that mentions Lagrange transforms. And a few other things. Birthday time now at SLB. Verity of Shady Side, happy birthday to you today. From your mom and dad and Charlotte. Karen of Z Lane Opal, happy birthday to you from Brian, Russell, Matthew, Ken, Margarita, Alicia, and Robert. Caitlin, happy birthday to you from Brianna, Kelly, and Mark. Lonnie of Napa, California, from daughter Mary and son-in-law Tom. Aunt Chris of Finleyville, from Michael of South Park. On Sunday, tomorrow, the 16th, we have Barry from Michelle. Joel of Pleasant Unity, thanks for being with us, Joel. Michaela from Nancy. Lou of Point Breeze. Coming up on June 17th, Ian from Jack. Lauren of East Liberty from Karma. Barbara from Jack and Greenfield. Barbara, in fact, is our first birthday for June 18th. Our second for June 18th is Kirsten, listening with the other girls, Megan and Susanna and Penny and Dad, Pete, in New York. Moshe of Butler from Grandma Shirley and Harmony. Sarah Siplak, hi there, happy birthday to you. On Wednesday, June 19th, Ryan from Jack, Edward from Brother Richard and parents Ann and David. Michael of Penn Hills from your family, John of New England, and Marianne of Regent Square, from Ralph, Doug, and Glennon, Bob of Greensburg, from Heidi, Jacob, and Alexis, and Annie of Mount Lebanon. Happy birthday to you from all of us here at SLB. On Thursday, the 20th, Sandra Clemens celebrates, as does Martin of Highland Park, Mom, Dad, and Renee. Alias of Kennerdale for Mom, Dad, and Sister Ivy. Anna of Shadyside for Mom and Dad. Joan of Regent Square from Lisa, Cynthia, and William. Nino of Bellevue celebrates. Camille of McCandless from your family. Evan of Hampton Township from your family, Kelly of Mount Lebanon as well. And finally, on June 21st, Amelia from Sophia, Brian, and Maureen. Christopher of Westview from your family, Caitlin from Ralph and Mary Ann. Bill from Teresa and the family. Kristen of Dormont from Brian, Colin, and Lucy. Joan of Cranberry from your whole family. Alexis of Denora from Mom, Dad, and Brother Leaf. And happy anniversary to Pam and Vaughn of Youngwood. From Louise and Keith and Heather and all of us. Get birthday information to us by going to slbradio.org/radio. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see everything you need to submit a birthday. You can also simply send us an email at slb@slbradio.org. We mention birthdays the Saturday of their occurrence or the Saturday just before their occurrence. And we hope you'll send the information to us so we can be sure we include it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org.
My name is Hong Yan. I previously research in the University of Pittsburgh. Mainly, I do a lot of research in a different area. Mainly, is in the neuroscience. I was first educated in China. So we learned both Western medicine and traditional Chinese herbal medicine. At that time, we worked 6 days a week. Not like here, 5 days. Nowadays, medical college, the time period is different. In China, there's 5 years to 8 years. Here, only 4 years. You have to get the bachelor degree before you study medicine. So it's very similar. Herbal medicine is in a different country, has a different original. So like in China, for a long, long time ago, people already accumulated a lot of experience in deal with the herbal medicine for the cure the different disease. Like, for example, American ginseng. French people found from the Canadian original Native American people. They found it in the forest. They used it for their purpose for the treatment and also a lot of things. Favorite herb, in my personal point of view, is American ginseng, wild American ginseng. But the problem is 200 years ago, at that time, there are a lot of wild American ginseng in almost all the forest. Now, only very few do have it. There's a big difference between the Chinese medicine or traditional medicine, mainly is the herbal medicine. So Western medicine is mainly 200 years ago. Previous, there's a traditional medicine. About 1,000 years ago, at that time, the people can use the we call the mafisa. It means drunk, and then you do the surgery. But at that time, almost half of people were died of surgery. No antibiotics, no anesthesiology. At that time, no modern medicine. It's very, very difficult. Nowadays, almost impossible to use a single product to be treatment. Just like traditional Chinese medicine, we not use the one single herbal medicine. Usually, it's a group of them from 8 to 16. Even some animal like tigers, if they're injured, they can eat some certain kind of herbs to cure or to help them recover earlier or fast. Nowadays, a lot of pharmaceutical companies, they look in the natural products in the forest or anywhere. There's a machine, 999 small wells. Each product can